All right, Proverbs, shall we? Here's another good one on planning and just how you think through your life. This is one that is pertinent in my life for sure. Proverbs 16, 1 through 3. Let's look at that one. Somebody read that as you get there.
The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answers of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established.
All right. So a lot of this is the concept of, man, how do you know the will of God? Where are we supposed to be going in life? What do you do? How do you make plans and yet rest in the fact that God's in control and he's going to direct paths ultimately? Man, I remember sitting in the KT guest house in Bangkok, Thailand in 1997 on a mission trip and thinking about, Lord, what the heck are you doing with my life? Like, I'm a college student. I got a year left or so or college and think I like ministry and want to go that direction, but I'm not sure. So you're efforting and you're doing these things to, you know, put your life in order and hopefully head in some direction, but you're not entirely sure where God's going to direct you. And my life has really been guided by that principle of, look, Lord, I'm going to work hard and effort and try to do what I can do. And then ultimately you're going to open the doors or close the doors and guide me where I need to go. You know, in 1997, I was sitting across the table from Brad Bell and we had been friends for a long time and talked about, man, one day, wouldn't it be cool if, you know, when I came and planted a church in Fresno, if you came with me, we did ministry together. I thought, boy, that sounds awesome. So that was my life's plan, and everything that I did revolved around that idea of, Lord, I think you're heading in that direction. I think that's where you're taking me, but I need to bloom kind of where I'm planted in the moment. And sure enough, graduated from seminary, thought I had a job at Northwest Bible, actually, where Brad was the college director, and then their senior pastor died, and they hired me, and then they unhired me, which was odd. So got a call from Brad saying, oh, by the way, you're not hired anymore, so you're, you know, 6 months before I graduated from seminary, they said, you don't have a job anymore. I said, okay. So I took another job at a church in Dallas that I absolutely loved called Watermark. Worked there for a year and a half. It was fantastic. And then they do what the well does all the time. And they blew up the entire church and said, let's start over. We don't like how we're doing things. So let's put all the Lego pieces back together on the table and figure out how we want to reorg and restructure our church to better minister to our people. And in that process, my job went away and another guy's job went away. Like, okay, this was awesome. So like every staff meeting at the well, we have that moment of like, what are we going to do today? Do I still have a job? So it's fun because it keeps people on their toes. So today I was doing this. Tomorrow I may be, you know, the toilet cleaner, and that works well. So whatever. So this other guy found a home in the midst of another spot in the ministry. He did men's ministry or marriage ministry. And I was like, I liked what I was doing. So I don't know. And they said, great, we'll pay you for 6 months and you go find another job. And if you find another job before then great. And it was a phenomenal parting of ways, but I had no idea that that was coming and loved the church and God opened up another door in a small town north of where I grew up in this little farming community and just south of the Oklahoma border. Went out there and it was the worst beating of my life. It was 9 months of like, it was horrible. And it was horrible for me. It was horrible for the guy that I worked with. God had to work out a lot of things in me. I was wrestling with some immaturity and was not a great team member at the time. And the church was jacked up from a lot of different angles. And it was a great testing period for me for a lot of reasons, but it was awful. But that was not in my plans. That was not what I thought I was going to do. So it was like, Lord, well, okay, here we are. And now we've been through just a desert season. We went from a time of plenty. Now we're in a time of need and want. And then God, long story short, opened up the door for the third time for us to come work at the well. And we came out here in 2004 and worked out here for a long time and loved the well, obviously, and still currently work here. But in 2009, felt like God was calling me to do something else in conjunction with this that, man, I never saw coming. And all of a sudden, now here I am 4.5 years and to launching a nonprofit and, you know, have zero expertise or knowledge or experience or degrees or anything that would say that I should be doing what I'm doing today. But here I am, right? And my whole life has kind of been that way. It's like, Lord, I think I'm headed in that direction, but I need to kind of write my plans in pencil and hope that this is what you want, and if it's not, then we can erase it quickly, and I'll go where you want to go. So as you guys think through your life and where you're headed, make sure you kind of guide your paths that way. That's how God works. He doesn't tend to move parked cars. So Go in a direction that you feel like God is taking you based on your gifting and your passions and your desires, and put your sail up in the wind and let God guide it, okay? Don't sit there and panic and don't move and be stuck in a position. Let God direct your sails, if you will, and he'll take you where he wants. Most people, when they look in the rearview mirror 10 years in hindsight, they would have never guessed where God had brought them 10 years from that point. They would have never said, oh yeah, I saw all that coming. It was clearly laid out. This was my plan. This is exactly where I thought I'd be. Very few people, their lives are like that, okay? So if that's the case, and God truly directs, and he honors the plans that we have, it doesn't mean that we don't make plans. We should, and we should definitely have an idea of, Lord, this is where I'm going. And we hold that again with an open hand. But God knows where you're at, right? He has you where you are for a reason. One of the things that I think younger people struggle with, maybe more so than folks that are maybe more established in their careers, is always thinking about what's next and not being in the season that they're in. It happens with singles. It happens with young folks in jobs that maybe aren't going to be, gosh, I hope I'm doing this for 40 more years, right? So bloom where you're planted. Allow God to use you exactly where you are, even if you know that that's not the final destination on the map. Be there and be all there. And until God releases you from that or moves you on, be present, okay? Be present as a single, right? Enjoy that season. It is a phenomenal season. Let God use you in a way that he can't use you as a married person, okay? Whatever stage of life or area of life it is, be all there. And continue to move and know that ultimately it's God that's going to be the one that directs your paths, okay? Be encouraged in that and know that that's the case for most of us, that you're not going to know exactly where it's going to be, and that's how God works. At the end of the day, if your heart is, Lord, I'm about doing your work, regardless of stage of life or job title or whatever, and if that's your heart, God will direct your paths and use that to his great advantage, if you will. So, keep that in mind as you guys are planning. Encourage you guys, again, to have those and think through where you want to be and what you want to do. Hold those with an open hand, but let your heart be completely submitted to him in whatever he chooses, and guide those paths wherever whatever he wishes. All right? So commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Thoughts before we move on?
How were your conversations with your wife?
Crazy. At each stage, or the most recent, or...
Yeah, at each stage, or, yeah, maybe the most recent, because that's kind of been...
Yeah.
That's a big change, you know.
It was. Fortunately, I married up. Pete, as I imagine you did as well. So someone got the bad end of that deal, so sorry, wives. I would not be where I'm at today without her, to be frank. She was amazingly supportive and trusting and encouraging through the process. Knowing that, you know, we were going to quit a full-time role at the Well that, I mean, we enjoyed, you know, 98% of my job I loved, which, you know, for most jobs, if you get 80%, that's good. So, knowing that we were going to quit, go live on support, raise money, start a nonprofit in the worst economical times that we've seen, at least in my life, right? And she was completely supportive. So I could not have done that without her. So thankfully I married a woman that was not risk averse, but yet was wise. So she was the first person I went to in the midst of that, and we sat on a lot of that for about 3 months before we even really went public with it or told folks that we feel like this is where God's leading us. So the bigger the decision for me, the longer we took to make sure that, man, I didn't have some crazy wild hair idea, right? I've got like 10 books that I haven't written yet that yesterday I really wanted to write it, and today I'm like, that was dumb. And that happens to me all the time. That's a great idea. That's a horrible idea 24 hours later. So I wanted to make sure this one was still a good idea tomorrow. So yeah, that was key for sure. For sure, for sure. If you haven't been there, you will, okay? Then those forks in the road are hard, and sometimes they come quickly. Sometimes they come without desire, right? You know, you never know when God's going to bring those. But just remain faithful, keep moving, and most importantly, bloom where you're planted. Be excellent where God has you, right? I think of even some of you guys in the room with job changes and situations specifically at the Well. It's because of your faithfulness and your current occupation, that your current job description, that when positioned opened up, it was like, absolutely, that person's been doing it already, they've been doing a great job, and now doors open for them to do new things or different things or go plant churches or whatever it may be. So keep doing what you're doing. All right.